Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayakhel. In this week portion, we talk about this gathering. Gathering, bringing people together. If there's one thing that defines our tradition, is coming together. We talk about it right now during the war, and we always say, we will win together. This togetherness, if there's a word like that, is something that really defines the Jewish people. Yes, the Jewish community. We are here in Christian Friends of Israeli Communities because a community is the base of everything. Think about it. How much community takes a vital role and part in the Jewish life and existence. The Judaism really talks a lot about every individual. Every individual is commanded to do this or the other, and you need to make yourself living in a world and practicing ways to act better as an individual. And yet, one of the first things we read on the book of Genesis is Lo tov eyot ha'adam levado. It is not good to be by yourself, in Genesis 2:18. God understands that we are not individuals per se. We need to communicate. We need to connect with others, with one, with a spouse, then a family. But then this family has other circles around it. And this rituals and everything that's written on the Torah is talking about how you act inside this community. We have a religion of community. We always pray when we have 10 men around us, community. Everything when we talk and when we pray, it's always not single, it's plural. It's always asking for the better of the community, better of the people. We're looking always at others. Right now, in this week portion, we are connecting to what happened on the last week, the golden calf. The golden calf was a sin of a public, so we need to correct it as a public. In his book, Professor Robert D. Patton, and I hope I've said it correctly, Bowling Alone, talks about how the American society are losing a very important thing, is social capital. And he talks about it and he gives the example from bowling alleys. He talks about the fact that bowling alleys used to be places for leagues to play. People would come and gather together, play a couple of people, form a league. Actually, I remember my parents doing this. And yet, when he researched and he saw how people left those leagues and became a loner, going to play by yourself, sitting by yourself, doing everything by yourself. And it's true, really, look at it. If you look around you, you see that our devices are really focusing us in ourselves. The high phones are all about I. And in his book, he talks about how losing social capital changes how people look at themselves, and more than that, how they're losing the ability, the need, the right to give to the society. He talks about the fact that people, when they're living big groups, forming by themselves, there's less likelihood of giving charity and volunteering. They're going to develop less friends. They're going to try to avoid social gatherings. And when he writes this book, he obviously talks about the rise of individualism and how everybody has his own corner. But then a couple of years later, he decides to change this. And he writes another progress of his work, and he talks about two places that you still can find communities. And of course, he's talking about synagogues and churches. It talks about how people get together. And when they get together, and I need to read from it, that people that get together in a house of prayer on a regular basis tend to change the way they live. They give more charity. They volunteer more. They contribute. They give blood. They help others. They are offering seats to strangers. They're helping their friends to find a job. In every aspect, social people develop their social capital and therefore become better citizens, better people to their community, to their surrounding area. Not only that, being part of the community puts you in a place that you are more connected to yourself. And in all the criteria, the level of life and the level of creativity and how much you're happy is connected to the surrounding community around you. We talk about it many, many times, how Judaism becomes this ritual of a community. And when you think about it, there's actually no way around it. Because if you're talking about a synagogue, if you're talking about a ritual bath, if you're talking about a kosher food, a Jew who's practicing the commandments of the Torah cannot live by himself. Imagine the fact that you, an individual, wants to live in the middle of nowhere. And you live there, but then you need to go to pray. So you need a couple of more people around you. And if there's not going to be enough people, there's not going to be even kosher food. So it's all an obligation we have, connecting one another in our community to become this force. This happens in this week portion. Remember, on the sin of the golden calf, people came together to do bad. The correction for that becomes here, when you come together as a community and do good. And according to the research of the professor, he says something that is really relevant. When you become a better person to your community, you care about other communities as well. I want to say that this is not a mistake, that in every situation in life, the Jewish community is always out there trying to help others. Look at Israel in every time that there is an earthquake or any other disaster around the world. This small, tiny country sends the first crews to help. Why? Because you are part of the community. You understand the strength of the community. You understand the power of a community. Therefore, you want others to have what you have. Being a part of a community is a crucial element in life. I know our friends are part of communities. And I think that connecting here with Judea and Samaria is exactly that. The magic of a community, a place that people care for one another, a people that you come and in an area, in a town, in a village, you feel welcomed, you feel a family. It's true for us, and it's true for our families, and it should be true for the world. Coming together, we will win. Shabbat Shalom.